left. Only a monster of evil, God.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of
Patsy? Half of the past of the sheep.
Why did you say that name?
It's his other name.
See this biscotti cookie?
Ah, see, now you know I know Krav Maga, right?
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Do it.
I feel so successful. This is what dreams are made of.
Oh yeah. Oh, you got on the fucking mic. Right. I already have mine open.
All I have to say, we couldn't be here without Anchor.
We made it. Anybody who's been keeping up, y'all understand what's going on. If you don't, watch the other episodes.
I think I'm gonna shoot your fingers off.
It might be like those memes with the Cheeto girls from fucking high school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Hold the day?
On. I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
The day has come.
Now that we harass your ears for a minute.
The day has come.
We got that ad rev.
We finally have saved up enough ad money to buy 2 bags of hot Cheetos and 2 Rockstars.
Might have gone a little over budget, but we won't talk about that part.
So basically, you have to watch next season because we're in debt right now.
Yes, we are.
But all I can say is,
and if our stocks go down, then we're even more in debt.
All I can say is, damn, this tastes good. Oh, I've not had hot Cheetos in so long.
I actually haven't had hot Cheetos in probably like 3 years.
Dude, I was thoroughly enjoying myself for however long we were doing that.
I literally opened it and I just like wafted the smell from the bag. I was like, oh, yes.
I couldn't help myself from laughing. I was fucking laughing and shoving Cheetos in my mouth.
Oh, shit.
Bro, well, anyways. Eugene?
Oh.
Gotcha, Holmes.
Your CPR instructor is going to see that and be like, what the fuck is going on? They're going to see red Cheeto crumb. You're going to, like, go in, like, to come up crunching.
I'm going to start making out with him.
Oh. Oh,
but,
shit.
But, fuck, regardless. Don't know why I said regardless, but welcome back to the Half Fashion Podcast. This is officially
season
episode 20. Season 1 finale. We made it.
We made it. Eugene is celebrating with us. I'm going to add a Cheeto. I'm adding a Cheeto.
Eugene is wolfing down Cheetos. He will not be speaking.
Maybe I won't. It's not
going to
fit.
One. That's a delicious Cheeto.
I'm eating this bitch.
We got the per usual Suntory going on. We got the Rockstar, the Cheetos.
It's not Half Past Eve without the Suntory.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
We literally went to Mitsuwa, our beautiful, beautiful Japanese whatever it's called.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
We did go this week, yeah. We went, and it was a little weird because there wasn't as many people there.
Well, it was also broken up like that. Like, literally specifically had, like, lines for people to go down, like, specific ways.
We went and got some delicious Japanese food. I got a nice seafood bowl. You got the chicken and rice, which is delicious.
Excuse me? I got the pork and rice this time.
And rice,
pork
just looks
curry
delicious.
And rice.
Wow.
Fucking delicious.
We got...
Whoa.
Excuse me, Jesus. I'm sorry. We're fucking drinking Rockstar, eating hot Cheeto, and drinking whiskey. So.
This is where the joke falls apart and turns out to be a horrible mistake.
I can't stop eating the fucking Cheetos.
I know, they're delicious. I'm not even hungry.
That was a good crunch. I hope they got it.
I'm sure they got it.
But we went and got all types of shit from the grocery store. It's like a grocery store, like market. With, like, food?
Yeah, food and, like,
so we got food.
Like,
did
that.
We get some white mocha matcha lattes to drink along
with
it?
Yeah, those are good. The matcha lattes are delicious.
Hell yeah.
Is, you know, I mean, matcha tea is good, but I feel like it's sometimes too bitter for me, so I'm like, I don't always want it. But the matcha latte is just fucking hits the sweet
spot.
With the
white chocolate?
Oh, yeah. Even the normal one's still good, too.
Yeah, it's good.
But the white chocolate one was even better.
But we also got some, we just got some, like, shit. Like, we got some, these canned milkshakes that are really good. These
I posted on the Happy Sheep story
the other night. But
those are really good. And then the coffee version of those are even better. Actually, I don't know. I think I like the milkshake better. But the coffee version is really, really good, too. Yeah. I take those to work. I'm already all out. I took a lot.
That's sad.
But, hey, you remember my pact after I'm out of sugary drinks? No more.
Damn.
Half past Chief Michael's losing weight.
Oh yeah. Season 2 goal?
We're going to have to call it quarter past Sheev.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry.
It wouldn't be our fucking podcast
without a fucking cringy joke. Michael line.
Okay, so I was listening back to some episodes, and I just hear, I'll, like, say something in, like, the first few episodes, just say some stupid joke, and I just, like, sit there in the silence. But fuck,
this is a time to reflect.
But fuck. We got more fucking whiskey, as usual.
Oh, yeah.
And
I didn't even know they had it there, which makes sense, because it's a Japanese market, but...
Yeah. We copped some spicy-ass noodles, though.
Oh, my God. Dude, $1.79. Did you say they're, like, $30 on Amazon?
Yeah.
We got them for a fucking $1.79, and they are fuego.
Yeah, they're really spicy. Respects. The first time we ate them, Michael started crying, like, a little bit.
Listen, it was the mixture of the fucking carbonated ramune with the fucking spicy noodles. Leave me alone. Nothing will top Aodake's spicy garlic tonkatsu.
True.
That shit burns your taste buds off.
These cheetos are fucking great.
I know. You're over here, the cheetos, fucking great. But
we made 20 episodes for this, dude. I can eat my fucking Cheetos.
I can eat my Cheetos if I want to.
And when I went protesting today,
I heard there was some unwanted guests on the roof.
Yeah. So me and my sister went to a fucking rally in our like local town area or whatever you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the main reason I wanted to go, because I saw a picture and I was like, wait a second. It said, it's like, do you think you do something? And like the civil rights are like when the Jews, the Holocaust and stuff like that. And it's like, well, if you would, you'd be doing something now or something along the lines of that. And I'm like sitting there, I'm like, would I actually have done something back then? I'm like, I will do something now.
If I did it now, I would today.
So we went to, it was super peaceful. The people were really cool. I mean, me and my sister just stood there. I didn't really thoroughly participate. We walked on the street and knelt for 9 minutes. It was kind of cool. It was really nice. It was cool to stand in the street and sit in the street for 9 minutes.
And not get hit by a car.
It was really sunny. Yeah, yeah. I've tried it once before. It didn't end up well. It was... $12,000 later, hospital bills. Yeah, it was not fun.
Insurance money, though.
Yeah. True that, though. That insurance money to be hitting like these Cheetos.
True that.
But yeah, I guess there was a fucking dude on the roof of a restaurant with an AR-15 or some shit.
They said he was trying to be a vigilante, though. But I was trying to think, like, okay, but whose side was he on? Was he supposed to be on the protester side, like, protecting them? Or was he supposed to be, like, protecting the businesses if somebody tried to loot him? I'm assuming the latter.
Who knows?
Either way, that motherfucker got arrested, so it doesn't really matter anymore. And then I heard there was, like, fucking people down the block. I'm pretty sure from what you told me where you were kneeling, I remember you... Yeah, if I'm remembering where you said you were kneeling, literally, like around the corner. Yeah, there's, like, a person with a pipe, like, chasing people around, I guess.
Yeah, another but we actually left halfway through it. After they knelt me, my sister just dipped through an alley. My dad was texting us about all the shit that was happening.
Well, seeing as he's a police sergeant, I'm assuming
yeah.
he probably knows of everything that was happening was really behind like the scenes.
It was really the scene in The Dark Knight. I gotta finish these Cheetos before
I go ahead. It's one of the scenes very first. Little do we know, we learned that Frank was eating Cheetos the first time in the first episode.
Hold on.
Very first.
Hold on. Michael, entertain him.
Where'd you come from? Where'd you come from, God Night Joe? What the fuck is this? Did you click the right one?
This is the wrong one. That is the wrong audio file.
From my perspective, the water is evil. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Oh my God. My
God. First podcast.
Was that us before? Holy shit. 20 episodes, or 19 episodes later.
You already know.
Oh, God.
Not fucking know, Mike. But Mike, this is Frank. You already know, even though you don't know.
Oh, my God.
I said your name and you said my name.
Mike.
Back when grand was the only word you knew.
Bro, wait. This one's even better.
God.
I think it's fun to talk with you again. I don't think I fucking did that right.
The right sounded good to me.
Guys, should we start singing? Should this be a singing podcast? Nobody wants that. Yeah, you're right. Listen. Fuck.
Oh my god. Please stop it.
So funny. Oh fuck. It won't stop.
Fucking 19 fucking episodes later, and here we are. Hopefully we're better than that. Please let us know if we have not evolved from that.
No, my god, that I had to record that. That was so funny. It's like you hear that spawned off episodes of fucking shit. If you have not heard that,
yeah, please episodes. Go back. You'll understand our Cheeto jokes. How long ago did we say we were gonna buy Cheetos with money?
But it has
I feel like that was like more than I feel like that was before the 10th episode. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure as well.
Wow, how times have gone.
I know. Oh my god. We've gone through a pandemic. The fucking riots tearing holy each other shit. Apart. Kobe Bryant died.
Oh god. I saw a meme. So you know, remember Ant-Man?
Australia was lit in fire. Fucking
oh
killer
god.
Wasp.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. Holy shit.
Killer wasp. I feel like we
Trump
skipped.
Was impeached.
Wait, hold
too.
On. I feel like we skipped the whole killer wasp section of the fucking
yeah, we really did.
End of the world.
Well, because everybody was like, oh, killer wasp, but like I heard nothing about it after that really. I think everybody was just fucking hyping up.
Yeah.
Not hyping, but fucking freaking out for no reason. Literally, I know there's like a fucking army coming to Illinois.
Yeah, right.
But I saw a meme, you know, like the Ant-Man with when he's like in the van. He's like, oh, how'd it go since I've been in? He's like, oh, my mom died, but I got the van. How he says, like,
yeah,
talk about that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
There's a whole meme with like 20 fucking panels of going like, oh, how's 2020 been? And he's like, well, Trump got impeached. Australia was on fire. And just
fucking
goes through everything.
It was Trump got into a peach.
Oh, yeah. That meme. Trump was in a peach. That's what it was. Yeah, you're right. Trump was in a peach. And then I just went like... It just went on forever, and I was like, holy shit, this all happened within the last, like, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. Fuck.
Yeah, who knows?
And then, and then at the end I was like, but I got $1,200.
Hey! Let's go! Oh,
even though
yeah.
we didn't even get $1,200, so for us it's just a horrible year.
Yeah.
Hey, but now we have Cheetos. Doesn't
hey,
matter.
I said we do it.
Oh.
Cheers. Full season, 20 episodes, and a special, and a trailer.
Oh shit, you're right.
A beautiful ad.
Oh, God.
One guest on. Productive season.
Two guests. Eugene,
two guests.
I'm sorry.
And a new
I'm sorry for this ignorant motherfucker.
I'm pretty sure we're almost to 1,000 views, too.
Are we?
I think
we're
so.
Almost there. You guys get this episode up there, please.
Yeah.
I don't even know what we're at, but I'm assuming it's pretty close. Because I think last time we did it was a few episodes ago. And we were at 900? Were we? 800. I don't remember. Somebody quote me on that, please. I meant on the other episode, not this episode, because I have no idea where we're at. But besides that, anything new to your week besides Mitsuha, the great Japanese
and
market?
Rioting the fucking...
Well, yeah, and fucking protesting? Nothing. This is the highlight of your week with fucking Cheetos and Rockstar.
I finally got my Batman Eternal Omnibus.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that. That
yeah.
big-ass book over there.
So I ordered it back when my birthday happened. Throwback to the Joker episode or whatever we talked about. I'm pretty sure that
yeah,
was
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
episode.
That was a Joker episode.
The TV up here and stuff.
Yeah. For no apparent reason. We're like, are we going to do this every time? And then after that, we're like, we're never doing that again. God.
Slowly, our setup has gotten more simplistic.
Yeah. We like started out like fucking
now.
Huge. Yeah. We went over this. We went over the delicious tablecloth.
I will say... My one issue with the tablecloth, if you look at Spider-Man, his right bicep is not painted correctly.
You literally, as you were saying that, when you said look at Spider-Man, I was like, hey, his right bicep isn't
yeah,
painted
it's,
correctly.
It's supposed to be blue like the other
oh,
one.
Oh, it's like all
red.
Of them, too. It's
all
not just
of
like
them
one.
Are like that.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Why would you do that to me? Oh, my God. This is awful.
I know.
Wow. Same with Wolverine. Was he supposed to be red and yellow?
I yeah, he was that color at a point.
Oh. Never mind, I'm just showing my ignorance
like
to the early comics.
Yeah, but back to... Oh, perfect segue back to our conversation.
Exactly, you're welcome.
Bro, we're flowing like this rock star.
My god, you're saying I had fucking cringy lines, motherfucker.
Ah!
Oh my god, that fucking whip?
Nice. Yeah!
Yeah, son.
I ordered back my fucking birthday and I finally got it, and that bitch is thick.
Thick. It's literally almost... It's I want to say it's almost double the omnibus that I got. The Daredevil one?
Yeah.
I want to say it's almost double that. By the way, I got mine delivered as well.
Which really is nice. Super cool. He's got a really nice collection going on. He's got two Daredevil graphic novels and an omnibus. So he's got almost all the Frank Miller Daredevils.
Yeah, I think I'm missing one. I think I'm just missing Love and War, if I'm not mistaken.
Which are the best.
That's what I've heard. Although you were telling me that the newer ones, the newer run was like really good, I guess.
I was reading like the best comics of the 2010s, and Daredevil was ranked number 8 on this one website.
Oh, I mean, that's pretty fucking high.
Yeah.
Although that's the one website. I was going to go to another one and be like, Daredevil's the worst comic to ever come out.
I actually looked at another one. It was like 70 out of 100. But that's still not decent. Even
that's out of 100? And for how 10 many fucking, years? Yeah, how many fucking comics are there?
There's quite a bit.
I was going to say, I know more than 100, I feel like. But yeah, the omnibus is fucking thick. Have you read, like, did you get to read, like, any of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you read, like, a decent amount?
I've read the first 3 issues.
Oh. Which is, like barely any.
Nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, nothing. That's, like, turning 3 pages. That's what it looks like in a normal fucking book, I feel like.
I've read it before, but I'm reading it again.
The whole thing?
Yeah, I'm going to read the whole thing.
No. You said you read the whole thing before?
I haven't read it, like, page for page, but I know everything that happens, because it came out when I was super into comics. Like, I know who the villain is, I know all the twists, I know everything.
It's really kind of like how I am with Breaking Bad. I know everything, so that's why I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Like, watch all the way through, at least.
Yeah, there's no point.
Yeah, but I mean, if you already know cool, everything. So well, yeah, I mean, that's different, but I'm just saying, likening it to me.
You basically say I shouldn't read it? You're basically saying I'm a piece of shit?
No, bro.
Eugene, you're going to let him talk to me like this? I gave you a fucking Cheeto, homie.
Eugene, remember, he said you weren't one of the guests. Eugene loves me more.
But, it's a cool-ass story. I mean, it's one fucking story. So it's like one Batman adventure.
That whole fucking book is what? Is it just like super detailed, or is it just go on for like a long time?
It's like an eventful fucking, like, story. It doesn't come to a close until the fucking end. It's like, by the end, Batman has had, like, no sleep for days and that type of situation. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Jesus.
But, yeah, it's cool and I like it. Excuse me. Yeah. I like your collection, too. You got a nice Spider-Man.
Yeah, I got the Spider-Man one. The Inhumans one I'm really interested in, just because I don't... I know basically nothing about the Inhumans, specifically. I barely know anything about anybody else, either, in the comics, but Inhumans I know literally nothing about, besides the fact that they have a king named Black Bolt who can't speak, because if he does, then he destroys things, which is an interesting premise. Yeah, they call him the Silent King. Kind of cool.
What is he, like Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe?
Well, but if he speaks, like, I guess, like, from what I was reading, a whisper of his can destroy a mountain. So, like, if he talks, he's gonna fuck everybody up. So, yeah, he can't talk or else. It's not that he chooses not to. It's because if he does, people will just die. Which, realistically, terrible. I know, right? Couldn't you just do, like, something like Cyclops and fucking get, like, a muzzle that keeps your voice in or something like that? I don't know.
Blows the muzzle off?
Yeah. Gets a telepathic, like, fucking something that... turns it into speech for you.
True.
There you go. Obviously, they're just not thinking about it. Literally to know that's like a part of the plot in
probably
one
is,
of the books.
Probably is.
Oh, fuck.
But, this episode...
sponsored by Hot Cheetah. No, I'm just kidding.
basically, this is the last episode of this first season. So, we're not going to put out another episode for
2 years.
Weeks.
What?
No. For 2 weeks. And the reason why we agreed on 2 weeks, we were originally going to do one, but we're choosing two because it's like a dry time. Like, when we first started this, there was a lot of info coming in every week. We got, like, new movies, new stuff for everything, and we just talk about it and discuss it. Well, like, last episode, we didn't really have a lot to talk about. We talked about Rick and Morty and stuff that we've never really talked about before, and just some other bullshit that we were able to shoot for a while, but we're going to let... if we don't get a lot of info within the 2 weeks, at least there will be enough for us to make some episodes.
Exactly.
So it'll give us a break. We're not going to get a break because I'll explain why. But you guys can catch up on whatever episodes you need to. And then it'll kind of have like a little definitive pause in between it.
Yeah. And that way we could actually change it to season 2 when we upload it.
Yeah. And basically what we're going to do in between then is we're going to record some Battlefront gameplay, and we're just going to talk while we play Battlefront.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the podcast, but like a lot more lax. I mean, don't get me wrong, this is pretty fucking lax.
I'm screaming a lot more. I'm going to not probably... I've been trying to be more politically correct in the podcast. I will not be on the...
We are not very politically correct. At least together. I will say when I'm not with him, I feel like I'm more politically correct. Oh, fuck.
politically correct. I'm trying
to be better, but like, we don't need to fucking
talk. We talked about this, but we'll put that to the side.
Yeah, but we're going to do that, so stay tuned for that. We'll figure out how to fucking do that. We only have one Elgato? What
are Elgato,
yeah. Elgato? We only have one Elgato, so we're going to have to switch off screens. We can't do it. Both of our screens.
Yeah. We'll have to figure that out.
Oh. What?
With ad revenue money?
Yeah, I like
that. It only takes us like 4 years.
Yeah, right. But to cap the season off, we're going to do a little more interesting video because we don't have as much to talk about. Yeah. We're going to play some games. I know that sounds kind of stupid, but we're going to do a little Would You Rather, and then we're going to do some Star Wars trivia.
Yeah, and to be honest, I feel like this will kind of just make it a little bit, first off, a little bit more relaxing, but second of all, maybe depending on the questions and stuff. I'm about
2 glasses of Centurion
right Well, that now. Too. And I'm fucking...
I got a full rock star
down. I was going to say, I'm fucking wired. I'm
ready.
But it'll also kind of like give you guys a little bit more insight about us. And I mean, obviously, like, you already kind of get that from podcasts, but I feel like you'll be able to get more about who we really are.
Depending on the time, we can look up like a get to know you fucking video where they ask us like questions about ourselves.
Maybe on the ad break, we'll look into that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good idea. I was thinking personally this episode was going to be a little longer because we're just going to be like doing random shit.
Well, we're already at 21 minutes.
So. Yeah, so this is probably going to be like half an hour just doing Would You Rather.
Yeah.
Probably not. I don't know. But let's fucking jump right in with our cock out, as I would say. I realize that phrase makes no sense, but it's going to be happening. That's what Eugene does.
I mean, he just has his cock out
all the time.
Does it make sense? No, maybe not.
Balls in, his cock out. What?
Balls deep?
Would you rather? Would you rather, bro? Have to wash your hands every 10 minutes or only wash your hands once a month.
I feel like that's, but like it's every, like strict.
Yes, you have to wash them
every 10 minutes. Fuck bro, that. Bro,
what
dude.
If you're watching a movie in the movie theater? You have to get up every 10 minutes to go wash
your hands. Yeah, but if you could only wash it once a month, can you imagine? If you like get shit on your hand, you have to wait a whole fucking month to wash that off?
I think I'll just kill myself.
Cut off the hands. I don't need them.
I would probably pick.
I'd say every 10 minutes. Yeah. I'm too fucking like I feel like I'm not that OCD, but I can be fucking OCD. 67%
agree with us.
Yeah, I feel like the other one would just be awful.
Yeah, right. Only once a month.
Yeah.
Jesus. What? What? Whoa! Who said that? Eugene, shut the fuck up.
You can't. He has Cheetos in his mouth, Frank. We know it's not him.
Oh my god, this one's stupid. Get an atomic wedgie or get a swirly.
My god. Wait.
What are we in the fucking 2000s?
Yeah, I was gonna say, first of all, what the fuck is an atomic wedgie? What the fuck is that?
An atomic wedgie?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
You better fucking relax, bro. Homie, back the fuck off before I give you this atomic wedgie.
We use your underwear to split the hydrogen atoms to create an atomic bomb. Like... I'm assuming it's like the fucking movie wedges you see that go like over your head.
Wait, a swirly is in the toilet.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get take a fucking an atomic wedgie. Atomic wedgie.
Atomic wedgie.
All right, next one. Never again play a game on your computer. Never again play a console or portable. Or portable device game. It's obvious fucking game on your computer. No yeah. Fucking brainer.
Don't get me wrong. I like playing it on my computer.
But I play my console.
I don't play
in the computer at all.
So I do. But I play with most of my friends on console, first of all, and then I also play this Marvel Strike Force game on my phone, which is portable, and I play that a lot, so...
Yeah, so...
That's basically all of my gaming that I'm doing right now.
Damn, 63% are fucking PC nerds!
Hey, PC Master Race, bro.
Have the sense of smell of a dog, or have the eyesight of an eagle?
Eyesight of an eagle, that'd be fucking awesome. Sure. That'd be so much better.
Bro, the smell of a dog, I'd just be smelling everyone's shit.
Yeah, right? Be sleeping, I just wake up like somebody's taking a shit down the hall.
Eyesight of an eagle, bro, you could literally just like chill outside and just be like, look in the corner of your eye and you can see the ants crawling on the ground.
Right? I feel like that would make you like a superhero too.
Yeah, but I mean, if you don't know how to fight or anything, you're basically a piece of shit.
I know, but like, you might just be like you could see something, you're eagle-eyed, you'll see something like that.
You could be like a sniper, somebody would miss. You could be like Deadshot.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. See? Be like Bullseye? Fuck I know, Deadshot's probably more like that. Bullseye doesn't miss.
Fight all of the original Power Rangers in their Megazoid robot or fight Optimus Prime.
I don't know enough about the Power Rangers to know if they're fucking awful, but either way, I think I'd probably die. I'd probably pick Optimus Prime because I feel like he'd be more forgiving than a bunch of fucking teenagers in giant mech.
Optimus Prime just be like, don't worry, human, you're hold fine.
On, before I answer that, I'm gonna fucking open
that. Oh my god, you're fucking scaring me. Would you like me to open that for you? Yeah, thank you. You would just like fucking cut off your hand. Oh.
I'm out of fucking ice, bro. Oh. I think I'm out of fucking
rock. You're out of Rockstar too, bro?
Sorry. Right. Like a Rockstar.
We need more of a budget.
So you better fucking, if you're listening to this,
watch it 5 times.
Install Spotify, listen to it on Spotify, listen to Apple Podcasts, Google, and YouTube, and fucking find all the go to our Anchor page and listen to an Anchor, listen to all the fucking other things and watch it on YouTube. Actually, we don't get money for watching on YouTube, so.
You can watch that on at secondary.
Just watch on YouTube anyways.
Or you just donate to our Patreon if you guys really, hey! Really love us. Patreon. High five for that. What's up? Literally the amount that we made in this like 5 month time period.
We were able to buy two bags of Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, not even the Rockstars. Literally, the Rockstars were literally way over fucking budget. Realistically,
you paid out of pocket for these?
For sure.
Are you gonna be financially stable after that?
I don't know. After how much that we fucking put in the stocks, man, I don't know.
Oh my god, we didn't talk about that.
I think we did last episode a little bit.
I don't know. We just bought stocks. I mean, that's. Grown up
and
shit.
Now they're fucking exploding. Let's continue
talking about would you rather fight the Power Rangers or Optimus Prime, you fucking nerd.
I would say,
fuck you.
You stock nerd.
Fuck you.
Oh, what the fuck is that? Jesus Christ.
So I think
Frank, you've had enough Centauri, put it down.
I think I would
Optimus Prime, personally.
I would fight the fucking Prime. Power Rangers because I feel like Optimus Prime would just fucking murder me.
So would the fucking Power Rangers. They're also bigger than Optimus Prime.
No. I'm going with the fucking Power Rangers.
All right.
Because I'm going to climb in. I'm going to slip into the thing. I'm going to slit each of their throats.
You're right.
How am I going to beat a giant robot?
They're a giant robot.
But they're humans inside the robot.
Yeah, I guess that's true. You have better of a fight.
How am I going to fucking get Optimus Prime down?
I agree with you. Put it down. Put it at Power Rangers.
My mom's Kia turns into like a fucking special ed robot.
Oh, no.
Eat every meal mixed with...
Wait, you didn't tell us the percentage of who picked Power Rangers.
Okay, so we're doing Power Rangers?
Yeah.
It's 50-50.
Oh, wow. See, look, we were split 50-50. Makes sense.
Eat every meal mixed with carabara sauce.
What is that? I'm about to look that up.
Here, look it.
Carbonara?
Carbonara? Or drink every drink mixed with Four Loko.
Oh no,
bro! Four Loko is the nasty bro. We're basically doing a fucking Four Loko. We got an energy drink and the whiskey going true. On.
Creamy carbonara. Bro, it looks like it's like a creamy sauce.
If you fucking drink.
Oh wait, you're drinking. Wait, what? Sorry, say that one more time.
Eat every meal mixed with carbonara sauce.
It's not bad. I don't think.
It's better than drinking every drink. You'd be drinking water with Four Loko, bro. If you drank fucking Four Lokos, bro, you are fucking crazy.
Oh, wait.
You had a really good childhood.
Wait a second. Is carbonara made with peas? Is it like a fucking sauce made with peas?
I don't know. All I know is that Four Lokos green apple is probably the most heinous shit you can fucking drink. I could not smell if someone had green apple shampoo in the fucking house. I would smell that shit and want to throw up.
It's like Four Lokos.
Yeah, I would just.
No.
I'm doing the carbonara sauce. I can't do Four Lokos.
Yeah, no, I'm down with that.
I have PTSD. I think that'd from that be gross.
Because imagine milk.
Yeah, more people would drink Four Lokos.
Okay, to be fair, I've never had that sauce, so I can't really like say it, you know. But still, like Four Lokos with milk, it'd be fucking gross. It'd be awful. Four Lokos with water,
just Ford or have a Chevy. Fords are shitty, bro. They rust.
Yeah, but I get like a Mustang. Mustangs are nice. What Chevy would you get?
I
feel like you just get a truck.
I'd get a Silverado over a F-150 for sure.
See, but I'm thinking like cars because I don't like trucks and I don't know any fucking Chevy.
So
cars.
If I'm getting a
Malibu's kind of nice.
Well, they got the Chevy Camaro. Malibu. The Camaro's nice. Like
Camaro.
But the new ones are kind of heinous.
Yeah, the new ones are gross.
I'm just going to go Chevy because they're more reliable.
No, I gotcha. I would actually because I like the Malibu's. They're actually really nice. More only because my brother has one. More people get a Ford?
Yeah. Have surgery in a Mexican hospital or have surgery on American Indian reservation closest to you?
Oh. I feel like Indian reservation because they could do some like
voodoo shit.
Spiritual shit.
I'm fucking. Maybe
maybe I'll turn into the Iron Fist after that.
Oh.
This is the chief from Shaolau.
All right, so we agree on that. Yep, most people agree with us.
Yeah,
that.
I feel like the random Mexican. Wait, what did it say? Mexican what?
Okay.
What?
A Mexican hospital.
I mean, realistically, I don't know how bad that is, but I still feel like the other
one. I would not just want to stay clear in Mexico.
Yeah. No, sure.
Sleep on the floor wearing PJs, but have no pillow. Sleep on the floor entirely naked, but have one pillow.
Fuck. Oh, wow. That's like a... That's a hard one. Holy shit.
Bro, I'm sleeping on the floor with fucking PJs and no pillow. I'm not sleeping butt-ass naked with a pillow.
No, bro, I guess you're right.
Eugene sleeps every fucking night, but he sleeps naked with no pillow.
True. Eugene's fucking hard.
Eugene's a hardcore motherfucker.
Exactly. Fucking Bill Grill, Bear Grylls. Who are you? Yeah, Eugene.
Real, Eugene the real man.
He's real naked and afraid. Yeah, I'd probably say pajamas. I think you're right, yeah. Realistically, yeah. Because I feel like your arms are comfortable if just fucking, like, cross them over.
Most people agree with us.
Yeah. Butt-ass naked with a fucking pillow. Oh.
Fight a crocodile with a bow or fight an elephant with a shotgun?
Oh. Elephant with a shotgun, I think. I feel like crocodiles have hard skin, so a bow probably wouldn't do too much. Plus, I feel like I'd be shittier shot with a bow than I would be with a shotgun. Yeah. I mean, I don't like get me wrong.
Either way,
I can agree. Hey, I went to archery in high school, so you know I know a little bit of thing or two about club. Compound bows.
Be telekinetic or be telepathic?
You didn't tell us which one, bro. Can't skip over that shit.
Elephant.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Wait, what'd you say the other one?
Be telekinetic or be telepathic?
Telekinetic. Telepathic is too weird. I feel like knowing everybody's thoughts would be awful.
Yeah, terrible. They'd be terrible. Like, this fucking guy, look at his stupid ass outfit.
I think.
Look at his stupid face.
I think somebody would be like super nice.
Thank God he can't read my mind because this guy's a fucking idiot. You're just like, oh my God.
Even worse would be somebody like super nice or like somebody you like, you think like you're really close to and you just look into their mind. They're like, I just want to fucking murder everyone around me.
Yeah. Like,
oh.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to be telekinetic.
Yeah. Telekinetic
Most
for sure.
Most people agree with us for that.
Yeah. Plus it's just cooler.
Always run or always crawl.
Oh, both are uncomfortable after a while.
I would have to say run.
I'd say run as well. I feel like crawl will first off just look fucking weird and probably eventually destroy my
89% agree with us.
Yeah, run I think would be better. It is after a while, I'd probably just like collapse.
Eat a cup of baking soda and then do a shot of vinegar or eat a pack of Mentos and then chug a Diet Coke.
Oh, fuck. I would definitely do the Mentos and fucking...
I would do the baking soda and vinegar because that might taste worse, but it's not going to explode out of my body.
It does the same thing when it goes together. It does
it
like
just
exploding.
Fizzles, though.
It's yeah, not, I guess it's true.
It's not going to, like... It's not a chemical reaction like that.
I guess that's true.
I mean,
true.
It is a chemical reaction.
I mean, yeah, either way, I guess it
bro,
is.
Bro, where are the juicy questions?
Get these juicy ones flowing, bro.
Forget who you were. Forget who everyone you know is.
Oh...
That's a tough one. Forget who you are. Forget who
wow.
I am.
Wait, that's a
that one.
Yeah. Wait a second.
So if I forgot who I was, but I knew everyone, so I know everybody, I need to sit back up and probably fucking sound up.
I feel like forgetting who you were, because it's not saying who you are.
What if I hate who I am? So it's perfect.
Well, seriously. But if you actually think about it, so if you forget who everybody else is, what's the point of being? Who you are, remembering who you are, if everybody else doesn't really, or no, I guess you're only forgetting they still know you. I'm assuming.
I'm gonna say forget who you were.
I'm saying that. I think that's
a whole new destiny.
Right. That's what I was gonna think. I feel like that could be a plus actually, because you could just turn it into something different.
Yeah.
Although the only thing is that like you could be like with like a girlfriend or something, and if you completely forget who you are and it turn out to be a completely different person, it'd be like a sad Fallout fucking movie right here.
True that. So we're gonna do that, and most people agree with us on that.
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
This is a good one.
Okay, I didn't know if it was going to be a bad or a good
one. This one fits right along with us. Only read Marvel or only read DC?
Well,
I think we know the answer.
I think
we're not even going to answer that one.
We're not going to answer that one. We already know the answer to that one.
DC? Marvel?
Damn, more people agree with Marvel a lot.
Ooh, to be fair, I think the only reason is because...
Comics.
Yeah, well, no, not comics, but just the movies. More people know of the Marvel movies than they do anything about DC stuff now, just because of the Marvel movies, I feel like.
Listen to only one song for the rest of your life. Listen to no music for the rest of your life.
Oh, God.
I would just pick the one song because you might as well...
No, but you know how, I mean, I know how it is, at least. You pick one song you think is the best song, like, right now, and then eventually you're like, I fucking hate this song.
I would pick No Music.
I'd probably say No Music. But, like, No Music would be fucking depressing at the same time. But then
one song would be better than none, though, right?
Would it? Because it's the only song you can listen to? Well, yeah, I guess so, because then you have a choice of turning it off. True. Because you could just turn it off and then wait, and then once you forget about it, you're like, oh yeah, I forgot about that song, even though it's the one song I can listen to.
So which one are we picking?
I'm saying one song. Fuck it.
Same. Most people agree with us.
Oh yeah. What else? What we got? Is that a bad one?
That one's stupid.
I was gonna say your face just looks like awful when you were looking at that.
It's stupid.
Oh, now we're getting to the stupid questions. We already got all the nice philosophical questions like pajamas and hard floor.
I didn't read this one. Have every question you've answered on this site come true. Live with constant labor level pain for the rest of your life.
Labor level pain? Like pregnant labor?
Is that what it is? Constant labor? I think it's meaning like a worker, like
okay.
Hard labor.
Okay.
So having, like, back pain or something?
I gotcha.
Completely, like, fucked for the rest of your life.
Right. God.
Or having every question. So having to fight the fucking Power Rangers or shoot an elephant with a shotgun and all that shit. And having to wash your hands every 10 minutes. I'm gonna be frail piece of shit.
I was gonna say, realistically, I am already like that. All right. Pick the other one.
Damn, other people fucking vote.
They would rather do the other question? What?
Be blind or be dumb.
Fuck! I'd rather be blind.
But what, are you Daredevil?
No, because, okay, so hear me out. So the only reason I'd want to be blind, right, is because that, maybe not, because like I feel like I'm not smart anyway. At least not
silly that you, smart. If you make me dumb, yeah. I'll become genius. They can't.
A negative minus a negative is just...
No, my, so a zero. Negative plus a negative
cancels themselves out. Well, no, a negative plus a negative equals negative dumb. 2.
I would want to be able to see.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Fuck it. Plus, like, dumb has different,
people
like...
People have the most fun anyways.
They don't know what kind of dumb anyways. So, like, I could be dumb to Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
But that means I'm just a normal human.
I'm a fucking Harvard student.
Hey.
Let's go, bitch.
Is this a bad question?
Unable to open doors unassisted or be able to climb stairs unassisted?
I feel like I'd rather not open a... See, I run into less stairs through my life, though.
Yeah, but you don't want to be being carried up the
stairs. I know.
Then what do you have? We got to go to the bathroom.
You have to wait for somebody to, like, come in.
Fuck. I'm just going to pick doors.
Yeah, doors. Fuck it.
Where the fuck are these juicy questions at?
Maybe we'll find them
after the ad break.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Final ad break of season one.
Final ad break of season one.
Wait.
Ad break. And we're back.
And we are back.
A little bit more of a would you rather.
Yeah, a little bit more. I hope this isn't too terrible. Hope it's decent.
We're enjoying ourselves. Yeah, we hope you're enjoying yourself.
It's pretty fun for us, so hopefully y'all are enjoying as well. But I'm going to jump right in with a juicy one. Be present or be a Pokemon trainer.
That's a fucking easy one. I'd rather be a Pokemon trainer. Yep. Fuck being the president. Jesus Christ, that'd be awful. Nothing but being like fucking hated your entire life, basically. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not like everybody just hates the president. But like, I feel like there's a lot of presidents recently that people are just like, I hate him. So I'd rather just be a Pokemon trainer and fucking raise Pokemon all my life. I thought you said it was a doozy, bro. That was easy. I'm assuming everybody picked Pokemon trainer.
Yeah.
Like fucking 98%.
Probably do a few more because I just clicked through a bunch of them and they're actually kind of fucking lame. But be your favorite video game character or be your favorite movie character?
Oh.
I'd have to do movies because I could be Batman.
Yeah, but if you do games, I mean, either way, you could do the same thing in the
game. My favorite game is not Batman. I'd have to be the fucking Dovahkiin.
Oh. Fuck, that's hard for me.
Because what's your favorite video game?
That's the thing. I don't really know. There's so many different fucking games. Scum. I can't pinpoint it. My mind just goes to Halo and be like, fucking Master Chief.
Ooh.
What a fucking homie. But I would think I would rather be Thor.
That's your favorite movie?
Marvel. I don't know if it's my favorite. Fuck, yeah, you're right. It's not really. Wait, Batman's your favorite movie?
Dark Knight, yeah.
Oh, Batman vs. Superman? Oh, I see. Oh, that makes sense now.
Please shoot yourself.
Okay. I'd probably pick Master Chief.
Okay.
I'd probably do it. That's probably a game that I go back to a decent amount of time, Halo. So, Master Chief. So
52% picked video game.
Hey, the boys.
Be illiterate? Take everything literally. So I'm already illiterate. So I'm going to have to say take everything literally.
Really? You'd rather take everything literally.
Oh my god. Then
everything.
Fucking libtard.
That means.
Oh. It was a joke.
I thought you said you were saving it for the fucking Battlefront.
I'm a liberal as well.
I'd probably say I'd rather be illiterate.
Same.
Because if you take everything
62%
literally.
62% disagree with you.
Really? Well, think it. If you think everything literally, like, all joy in life is gone. All comedy is to not be taken literally.
Be a child and be abused, or live with a family of 10 siblings that hate you?
Wouldn't those be the same?
Yeah, I feel like the other ones is being abused by one person opposed to 10 people.
It's true. Wow. Yeah, but that doesn't always mean the siblings could hate you.
I don't want
to
fucking.
I know I was gonna say. Yeah, but to be fair, the siblings could hate you, but they don't have to do anything. They could just like leave you, like completely ignore you.
Hold on, I drink some whiskey before this one.
You could be mentally abused, that physically abused, basically. Oh, drink that Centauri, homie. What you got? Hit me.
Have no hands, or.
Oh God. Oh God.
Have a naked fat guy stalking you at all times.
Fuck. Okay, okay. I would rather have the naked fat guy. Hear me out.
Okay, I'm here on your
own. With my hands, I can get rid of him. If I have no hands,
no, I'm... that's not part of the deal. All time. You're being stalked by a naked fat man.
Fuck.
The question is, does stalking lead to him trying to kill you?
Yeah, or is it stalking to where I can't even see him? I just know he's somewhere in the background? Like, would that really matter? Although that would matter, because then I know that, like, I'm taking a shit, I'm like, he's somewhere.
So if we're taking it where he's just stalking me and I can do something about it, I'm taking the fat guy at all chance. Because you want to know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start running. And he's not stalking me.
True.
Others are fucking running.
True.
And that bitch is not
good. Like, he ain't catching up anytime.
If he's on self-confidence on TikTok.
God.
Yeah, so I'm going with the
guy. That was bad.
Are you going with the fat guy as well?
Yeah, I'm going with the fat guy.
The naked, well, he's a naked fat guy,
Yeah, I'm going with the naked fat guy.
72% agree.
Yeah, dude, no hands would be awful. Like, you can't do anything.
Your butthole.
Exactly.
Be hung by a noose or be decapitated by a guillotine.
Decapitated by a guillotine.
Yeah.
Because a noose, you'd be... A noose is possibly instant, but possibly not, and then you're sitting there choking to death.
Oh my god, they're all just fucking awful. I'll say
yeah, but a guillotine realistically is usually instant.
70% picked guillotine.
The only thing is, if you actually look at history, sometimes a guillotine's got stuck and didn't go all the way through.
Which is absolutely horrifying.
Horrifying.
So I just want to shoot myself. I know. I just want to hang my... Wait a second.
Wait a second. Noose it is.
Spend a year alone in a deep sea submarine, or spend a year alone in a space station.
Space station.
Space.
Wait, alone in a fucking space station?
That's
no,
spooky.
But a year alone in fucking deep sea?
They're both spooky as fuck.
I'd rather do space, because I feel like I don't...
Yeah.
So we don't know much about space, but I'm more likely to not run into anything in space than I am in deep sea. I'm more likely to run into some creepy ass weird deep sea monster
thing. They're both gonna give me a lot of anxiety.
Yes, yeah. But 69%. I'd rather do space.
69%.
Hey, what, Joe? Space?
Yeah, they agree with you.
Yeah, space is cool. I like space.
Ooh, so you're not gonna be able to do this one.
Oh,
only I
can. Try me, bitch.
Watch Batman 1989 or watch The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight.
You haven't seen
the other one. I haven't seen the other one.
We're going to watch it.
Wait, is that the one Jack Nicholson? Jackie Nick?
Jack Nicholson is Joker, yeah. Okay. I'm picking The Dark Knight. They're both great movies.
I assume
Dark
you would,
Knight
yeah.
is so much better.
I probably, after watching it, will probably pick The Dark Knight as well.
Death by electric chair or death by lethal injection?
Oh, lethal injection.
Yeah, same here.
Probably.
Yeah, what the fuck? Of course.
Yeah.
Easy money.
Because that's more humane, I've heard, and not as hurtful. Lethal injection, I'm pretty sure you just kind of fall asleep and die, don't you? I don't think it's, like, painful. I'm pretty sure just that poison, you kind of just fall asleep. Like,
yeah,
and then you're just, like, that's asleep. It.
That's why they
the electric
it.
Chair is fucking awful.
Freeze to death or boil to death?
Ooh, freeze. I hate being in the hot. I'd rather freeze. Because if you boil, you gotta think about it. You're gonna feel.
I can't pick one, dude. That's fucking terrible. I probably would say freeze as well.
Yeah,
87%.
Because if you freeze, eventually you'll go numb and you won't feel anything.
Realistically, get run over by a car and die. Kill 5 small children with your car.
Oh, that's awful. I just run over me and die.
Yeah,
fuck it.
I would die as well.
We're martyrs. We're martyrs here at Half Past Eve with all of the great.
I ain't no world Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Any other good questions? Are we done? Have we tapped out would you rather?
Let me find one more great question, and we're going
to... Find me a great question. Find me.
Okay, I'm gonna do this one, then find one more great one.
Okay.
Get stung repeatedly by a Japanese hornet or be bitten once by a black widow spider?
I don't know what a Japanese hornet is. Wait, how many times by a Japanese hornet?
Repetitively.
Yeah, but how many times repetitively? Because that could be like twice. That was
a bad question. Let's just skip it.
Probably the hornet, though. I don't know. It's probably more painful, but I think the Black Widow is more deadly, if I'm not mistaken. I'd rather be in pain than dead. Nothing. I just hear clicking and a sad face from you over there. Oh, God. Oh, he was taken aback.
Oh my God, this one's hilarious. So the two things I can click on are blue and red.
Okay.
And then they have the question on each of them. Uh-huh. And it says never be able to touch blue or never be able to touch red. Going blue.
Blue pill. I like red. That's our quadcast fucking microphones.
True.
Red. We can't touch them. We can't do podcasts. Fuck that.
Yeah, right. Play a game. Oh my God.
Are we tapped out? Is there no fucking good questions anymore? Sorry, I'll distract him with Cheetos.
Reddit or YouTube? YouTube.
YouTube, all the fucking way. Fuck Reddit. Are you kidding me? Reddit
scumbags.
Is our podcast on Reddit? I didn't think so.
Oh my God, we've come so full circle.
Really? Have we gone through all of them?
Pokemon trainer.
Oh.
All right, so that means we are fucking tapped out on Would You Rather, and I hope that was entertaining. Those weren't the greatest questions, but kind of fun to discuss.
I think the beginning ones, the last ones, we're getting a little too close to tapped out. But
so the next thing that we're going to do is, I don't know how the fuck this is going to go. We're just doing this. 100 getting to know you questions. Let's do it. A little interview style. Get to know us. I don't fucking know. Maybe it'll be entertaining.
Maybe you guys will get to know us a little bit more.
True that.
Enjoy us for people. Fucking lose all of the listeners. Nobody listens anymore.
So, Mike, who's your hero?
Fuck, you came out with like the hard... That's like the hardest one for me to fucking...
Who's your fucking hero?
Do they have to be living?
No, just anyone.
Fuck.
Yeah, I gotta think about that one too. Who's my hero?
Hero. You know what?
I mean, if you just want to say a childhood hero, but if you have your current day, if you have a current hero...
Elon Musk.
I was going to say, that's probably your hero.
Fucking Elon Musk. Yeah. Because, first of all, I love technology, and I feel like he's, like... He's the only one that I know of that's fucking testing the boundaries of technology currently. Because, I mean, yeah, everybody else is like, you know, Microsoft, don't get me wrong, I'm sure they're probably doing...
He's a genuine guy.
Yeah, he's just fucking genuine as hell. The fact that he went on with his Cybertruck at Jay Leno, right?
This is Jay Leno, yeah.
And he was like, why is it bulletproof? And he's like, because it's fucking badass. Obviously, he didn't say fucking, but he was like, it's badass. And I was like, that's my homie right there.
Yeah, right?
He already launched a rocket into space, I think, recently, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And they're going to go to Mars and everything? Like, he's the homie.
He wants to go to Mars, yeah.
Yeah, Elon Musk, for sure. Excuse me.
So my hero is David Goggins.
I know that name. Is he the Navy SEAL guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He's a former Navy SEAL. He's passed Ranger School. I don't know if you... I guess he's a Ranger then as well.
Is that something you want to do, like be a Navy SEAL or no?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay.
He's just a really interesting guy. And he's a really interesting aspect in life. And he's a hard worker. So he's my hero. Okay. Check him out if you don't know anything about him. He's very motivational.
I like it.
If you could live anywhere, where would it be?
Anywhere?
Uh-huh.
I feel like you already know my answer.
Where?
I'd probably live in Japan.
Ooh!
I think Japan would be awesome. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I'm sure there's things about the country, like...
No family aside, law-wise, just like, wherever you...
But, like, even that, like, there's probably laws there that are different that are probably, like, awful, but I feel like Japanese, like, architecture and everything like that always interests me the most. And I like, I feel like all their shrines they have there are like cool and stuff. So I feel like I would just want to go to Japan.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'd live there.
Nice. That's a good pick.
Yeah, if it wasn't for family and everything, to be honest, I'd probably have moved there and be like, I'm living in Japan.
Yeah.
PewDiePie style.
Ooh, shit. PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
So I'd probably live in either California, southern...
Oh, so you're still talking about... You're...
California or southern Italy.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's very two different fucking
California
places.
Because of all the things they have, because of right. all the things I like, they have all the cool jiu-jitsu
right. That'd be the only thing I think that I wouldn't like about Japan. See, I like Chicago because it has the melting pot of everything. I can get Greek fucking... All the food. The food, I can get fucking
the
gyros, everything.
Get the beef sandwiches.
I get everything. In Japan, I probably can't get everything. Yeah. Probably get, like, McDonald's and then everything Japanese.
True that. That same thing with Italy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, same thing with Italy. But Italy, I feel like... Don't get me wrong. It's not like I don't like America, but I feel like I always just see... Yeah, I feel like...
Southern Italy.
Yeah, you always see countries, like other countries. Maybe it's just because we live here. We always see other countries in movies like, oh my God, that looks so much more beautiful than where I live. Mm-hmm. But there's probably people in other countries who see like Chicago are probably like, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
If you take away the crime rate.
But yeah, that's probably what I would think. I'm going to skip.
What? What is it?
The next question is, what is your biggest fear?
I don't even know what my biggest fear is. I feel like we're getting too deep here. Are we doing it?
I'll tell you mine.
Oh, okay.
So I think my biggest fear would be ending my life and, like, if I might die suddenly, I don't know, but if I'm, right. like, dying on my deathbed and, like, not fulfilling all the things I wanted and then, like, seeing everything I could have been and not being that.
True. Not being happy at the end of your life.
Or end up accomplishing all the goals I have and then not being happy with it. Those are probably my biggest fears.
That would be the worst one,
yeah,
I think.
I always thought about that. Like, there's all these things I want to do, and what if I get them? And then you're just like, now what?
I feel like my worst fear is making the world a worse place.
Okay.
Because I feel like...
That's interesting.
You know, because I feel like at the end of it, like,
so
realistically...
So basically, you're living your worst fear.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, Geek Squad is making the world a fucking worse place. No, I just feel like at the end of it, it's like, after you're gone, the world is just, like, obviously the world's going to go on. So whatever you do hopefully you'll make the impression on the world.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that at the end of it, whatever I have done is not making it worse. I hope I'm not contributing to the bad parts of the world.
So you're not worried about making an impact. You're basically worried about your biggest fear is you make a bad impact.
Right, right. Like, I would rather make no impact than bad impact.
Okay.
I'd rather just be like an average Joe rather than end up like destroying the fucking world or something like that.
Same here. Same here.
You know, that kind of thing.
Do you want to know something I was thinking the other day?
What's up?
It partly holds to watching BoJack Horseman. If when you watch it, if
I
you
haven't
do,
watched it at all.
You would totally get this. But I was sitting at the fucking beach the other day on last Sunday, which we're going fucking tomorrow again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at how big the fucking lake was. I'm like, look how fucking big this lake is. This is a fucking lake. There are fucking giant oceans.
Yeah.
How insignificant are we?
Yeah, well, just think about that, but the biggest thing that gets me like that is just thinking, like, when I was in astronomy, that's the thing that hit me the most, is when you think about it, we are literally a fucking dust speck in the rest of the universe. That's why I don't understand when people are like, there are no aliens. It's like, I think there probably are different life forms, aliens. Probably not, like, green-ass aliens, but I do think there's other life forms somewhere out there in the universe, maybe not in our galaxy. I mean, I don't know how abundant life is throughout the universe, but there's no way we are the only beings in this entire universe who are sentient and smart.
I bet you the aliens are among us already.
Oh.
Anyways, this is not conspiracy.
Either. No, yeah, I was going to say, we're getting too...
So I'm
going to
skip the next one. This next one's what's your favorite family... I mean, we could do it. What's your favorite family vacation?
Oh, like one I've been on?
Yeah. I'd probably just say, like, going... Probably going to North Carolina.
Yeah, probably North Carolina, to be honest, when I went. I mean, to be honest, I never went on vacation before I met you guys.
So. I've gone to fucking Florida and California besides that.
Besides that, I did go to Disney World, but it wasn't, like, with my family. It was with, like, Alex and his dad.
Nice.
My buddy Alex. So,
hopefully
I mean,
he can Disney be on World the next season.
I know. Oh, yeah, maybe. Nah, I don't think he's going to be back that soon.
Hopefully third season he'll be on.
Yeah.
And he's got interesting
Well, because that's 5 more months for season 2 if we're doing 20 episodes again.
We're going to do 20
Yeah, we should probably stick with it.
Episode 40.
He might be on.
Might be able to be on the finale.
Oh,
finale.
I'm down with that. We'll get him on here.
What really make... Wait. what would you change about yourself if you could? Oh my god, this is like deep. Yeah.
My lack of motivation.
Okay.
I'm way too unmotivated. Like, there's so many things that I would, like, to be honest, I want to work out. I want to, like, fucking not drink as many shitty things, but I'm just not motivated. I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to do whatever, and I just end up doing whatever.
True that.
So I feel like, not even, like, just, like, being, like, super motivated, but at least having more motivation to do those things, because, like, in my head, I'm like, yeah, sure, I'd be able to do that. It's not horrible, it's just, I just don't go forward with it. And that's also the same with my certifications, because I still have not been A+ certified, which I could probably easily do. I just haven't gotten into it.
I feel that.
How about you?
Probably just be able to focus more. I cannot focus for the life of me. So, like,
right.
If I could focus, but that's also, more, I feel like that's so much more done.
Your ADHD kind of, you know, comes into effect there.
I guess. Whatever. I would just fucking hope to be able to focus better.
That's right. No, that makes sense. Now I gotcha.
Jesus, these are like deep questions.
I know. Well, when you started off, really? I was like, holy shit, these are deep as shit. I feel like this isn't a comedy anymore.
How many do we got? Okay.
Oh, well, you don't have to go through all of them. We could just.
There's like 100.
Holy shit.
So we'll do decent. Well, what time are we looking
at? We're at 18 minutes, basically.
This might be a long one.
This might
it's
be
a finale,
one.
Though.
It's a finale.
Fuck, and we're just,
I hope you guys like it. Let us know if you enjoyed any of this. If not, please let us know.
I feel like if anything, this is starting to get juicy because
yeah, I feel like I'm hoping
you're talking about Star Wars. Yeah, right, fucking right. Nerds.
I'm hoping you guys enjoy
Star Wars trivia coming up.
Actually, yeah, it is actually coming up. Not even joking either. But I hope you guys enjoy it. Please let us know if you do not, or if you want more of it. By all means, let us know, and maybe we'll try to fit it into other podcast episodes.
True that. I agree with that. What makes you really angry?
Angry?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. People who are just fucking pissed off for no reason.
Okay.
Angers the hell out of me. So, my mother will wake up angry. No parent. Almost every single time she wakes up, she's just angry. I don't know why. And I don't even think she knows why, but she just wakes up angry.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm just like, why? Like, she just wakes up sort of like yelling at you. It's like, bro, like, I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
Same thing, like, today I had a customer who just came in, like, it was like the slightest inconvenience to him, which is just understandable because we're in, by the way, a pandemic. And I'm like, yeah, oh, we're out of stock. Unfortunately, Apple doesn't have the stock for these parts. We're going to have to order it. He's like, are you fucking kidding me? I waited this long for this appointment, and now I have to wait longer? I'm like, it's literally like 2 days, bro. Like, I didn't say that, obviously, but I'm like, yeah, unfortunately, like, we just don't have the stock. And he's like, why didn't you just tell me that earlier? I'm like, well, as business needs arise, we run out of stock. Like, I don't understand how you don't understand this. Yeah.
Angry people.
He was the worst. And then after he left, he called the store and started yelling at my coworker for no reason. I'm like, bro. So, yeah, I feel like unnecessarily angry people are just bothering me.
That man makes me angry. That's
same, yes. That literally made my day awful. Anyways, you, sir.
I probably would say just people that can't accept other people's opinions.
Oh.
Like, people
fuck,
that are
that's
like,
a good one, too.
People that are like
I can agree with
okay,
that for sure.
Like, I literally will talk to people, and they give me completely things. I'm like, that's interesting that they think that way. Maybe I'll reconsider what I think or whatever. But I hate when you list something and they're like, oh, I fucking hate you. Like I'll when I'm talking to people about the sequels, I'm like, oh, well, I think that The Last Jedi was the worst. And then they're like, oh, well, The Last Jedi was the best piece of it. Like, that's the other ones are just shit.
I will say most people do not think that.
Yeah, I know, but...
but I understand
what you're
saying.
I hate when people just can't accept other people's opinions and, like, they get fucking, like... Well, if someone likes something, just let them like
it. It's kind of like with...
Literally driving around, my mom has a fucking Bernie sticker on her car because she likes Bernie Sanders. Drive around, a guy will just scream, like, Trump 2020.
Yeah,
like, I'm like, cool, homie. Like, what the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the point?
You're so fucking cool.
I feel like it's the same with... like going back to the sequel thing, it always reminds me too of when I would go online, I just see a bunch of memes of like, oh, the sequels aren't canon or something like that. Like, bro, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, okay, you're entitled
impose.
To your opinion.
I hate when people impose.
Yeah, when they
people,
impose it on
or
you.
Or they like make fun of and just can't accept it. It's like,
right, right.
All,
it's
like
you
different things,
exactly.
Homie.
You need to legitimately accept that I like this and I will legitimately accept that you like that. We don't like
I
that.
Also,
we don't like the like that we like it.
Okay, actually, but, I take that back. I hate that, but I think I hate more than that people making fun of people for things that they like.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
worst.
I think that someone making fun of someone because they like anime or something like in school,
it's just, yeah, it's just,
or they
it's
like
stupid.
Comic books or something like
that.
That
was like literally me growing up. You're like, haha, are you watching Pokemon? I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm watching Pokemon, bitch. This
yeah,
is great.
Fuck them. Yeah, a lot of things make me angry.
No, yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. So yours is more of opinion based. You just don't. You hate bigoted people, basically.
Yeah.
Which we may pretend like we're bigoted, but trust me, we are not.
No, dude. If you like what you like, just fucking like it. And oh, Also, I have a lot of things I don't like, but also, I hate when you don't own what you like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to own what I like. And I hate, I don't hate this, but I think this is something you should do. I think that if you like something and you have an opinion, I think you should stick with it no matter who you're around.
That's true.
So I think if you're around someone and they're like, oh, we hate all this, you should fucking not agree with them. You should say what you like.
I will say, I'm bad with that. Stick, I will say, you're right. I'm bad with that.
Fuck those people, because true. Who gives a fuck with
them? I feel like I do have those, like, don't get me wrong, like, I have the friend groups, like, I can absolutely just be like, yeah, like, they know me so long, like, I understand.
Sometimes too.
Yeah, like, and I feel
sometimes
like...
Sometimes I just don't want to engage.
Exactly. Same with, like, my coworkers. I'm coworkers be like, haha, fucking Star Wars is a piece of shit, and I'll be like
ha ha ha.
I mean, I wouldn't say that.
A podcast,
I wouldn't say, yeah, you're right.
You guys are just half-ass shit. Probably the worst shit in the planet.
Bro, we were playing Battlefront with, like, these... awesome people, by the way. We didn't talk about that. We were playing Battlefront with awesome guys, fucking 1v1. Okay.
Yeah, we go into this match and I start 1v1ing this guy, and all of a sudden I look around and everyone's watching.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, everybody's watching. I'm like, everybody's not fighting. We're just watching.
The entire time there were 1v1 matches going on, and the Han Solo was running in before the matches and shooting to begin the match, and we were 1v1ing and just honing our skills.
And this went on for at least 2 full games and maybe into a third game. Yeah. Not a full third game.
No, it was 2 full
people
games.
came in and like.
But it was great. I mean, I'm confident. I think I'm a good player now. I think I'm a fucking B+ player.
But it also helped that, like, they texted us afterwards, like, oh, bro, good game. I'm like, yeah, this is, like, the most fun we've had in, like, a long time. They're like, yeah, same here. We're like, it's good to play with people at our skill level. And we had, like, a level, like, fucking 900 Palpatine there. And he was like, good to play with people at our skill level. I was like, oh.
We're all gold, by the way, too.
Oh, yeah. We got up there. But that was a wonderful time. I don't know what spawned into that tangent, but it was a wonderful time.
Right, I'm reading these few, and I don't think that we should even talk about
these.
That's
fine. Yeah, if there's some that don't make sense, then whatever. Or if you think are stupid, or if we
what is your proudest accomplishment?
Oh wow, proudest accomplishment. If you know one, go ahead, because I can't think of one right now.
I'm gonna go ahead and say I have none right now.
Really?
I basically flunked my way through high school, so I have no accomplishments through there.
Yeah, same.
I did football for a while, but then I stopped that. I literally just fucking chilled around and fucked around all of high school.
Same.
I didn't do any really sports before that. No accomplishments. I haven't really done anything big, but my first big accomplishment, which I could answer this, will be June 20th. I will be getting my personal trainer exam.
Hey!
And I've never studied for anything in my entire life.
I like it.
I studied my ass off, and I'm gonna get that shit, bro. And if I get my blue belt, those will be my 2 accomplishments. That'd be cool. But I have not... I would say, to be honest,
I'm the same way. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I was in AP classes.
I got gold in Battlefront 2.
Put it up. Best accomplishment. You're never going to amount to anything else.
Nothing, I won't.
I will say in high school, I did the same thing. I was in AP classes, but I flunked those. Not all the time.
I did no homework.
I
did no projects.
And that's the thing.
I fucked around. We put stink bombs in the fucking classroom.
For me... I was different, I feel like, in the fact that testing was easy for me, so that's why I didn't do homework. I'm like, why the fuck am I doing homework? I'm literally acing all of these tests. What's the point?
Yeah.
So, like, I basically was just, like, fucking around. Like, literally, I failed AP classes, but passed the AP exams on all of them, basically. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, obviously, I still knew the material.
True.
But I feel like, I don't know. I feel like my greatest achievements comes down to, like, technology, so like in like Geek Squad, I feel like just
you made Geek Squad. That's an
yeah, that's a big thing. I mean, realistically, it's kind of easy getting Geek Squad. Not gonna lie, when I really look at it, I'm like, this is pretty easy. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to be a knowledgeable Geek Squad agent,
dude. I actually do have an accomplishment.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Sorry, no, go ahead.
This is kind of sad. That's my only accomplishment, but it was my first goal for 2020. Mm-hmm. Was I have certain little like lifting goals to get. And it's to do a Turkish get-up with a 55-pound kettlebell.
I don't know what that means.
A Turkish get-up is like you lay on the ground with the kettlebell up, and you like slowly get up and go down. It's really fucking hard.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, and I did it with a 50. I don't know, 55. I was feeling extra like pumped. I'm like, all this fucking chaos is in the world. Let's fucking kill ourselves.
Let's do it.
I grabbed that bitch and I did like, I don't know. I did it. That was an accomplishment.
Very nice.
So that's probably the only thing. Nice. Only thing.
Well, that's
so
the thing.
Far.
Hey, we're young. We got fucking our lives ahead of us to do actual, hopefully accomplishing
things. Good
thing
we didn't peak in high school, right?
Thank the Lord.
Right.
I know, that's the thing. Everyone's like, it's greater later. It's like, yeah, it is. Fuck high school. Everybody's like, I want to go back. It's like, don't get me wrong. I miss my friends and everything like that. But, like, realistically, I feel like I feel like it's just beginning. I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready for life.
Everything is just beginning.
I feel like it just comes down to fixing computers.
Destiny is yours.
To be honest.
That's cool.
I feel like there's like
you're that guy.
Just because like there's, I can't think of it, but I know there's a time like when there's just like a computer that's like absolutely destroyed and nobody thinks it could be done. Like all my coworkers are like, oh, that thing's done. And then like, I'm like, oh yeah, I check it in, fucking fix it myself. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. So that's, I feel like those are usually, I mean, it's the like small that. Things. It's the small things that make you feel accomplished. But
well, maybe season two, your greatest goals will be your fucking something. I don't know.
Season two, my greatest goal will hopefully be, should we come back to this in season two?
Maybe.
Redo
maybe
this and will. See if we changed over the year or that'd another half a year.
Maybe we could do that.
I like it. All right. But anyways.
What makes continue. You laugh the most?
Stupid random ass shit.
Racist jokes.
Oh, actually, that's pretty true. It's awful. But
racist
again,
jokes and terrible jokes that should not be said the only on a public platform that we probably have said.
We probably have.
But
at least hinted
those
to.
Are my favorite, dude. Those are so fucking hilarious. They're terrible. I know they're terrible.
But that's the but thing is that hilarious. For us, we laugh at it, but we don't take it. That's when it goes back to the fact of, would I want to take things literally? No. Because if I did, those jokes would be awful to me. And I'd be like, what the fuck is this? True. That's because we know they're jokes. We don't think that's actually how it is. But it's just, it's funny to see, like, how other people, like, treat stereotypes, I guess, in a way, you know? I mean, it's awful in the fact that the stereotypes exist in the first place. But that is fucking hilarious when it comes down to those things. I can't deny. But I feel like sometimes the stupidest things are funny to me. Like a stupid ass random thing will happen. Like a YouTube poop is like sometimes the randomest video ever, and I'll just like die laughing for no apparent reason. God. So I feel like random just random ass videos.
Random shit.
Yeah.
Too.
Usually just
like that Battlefront video I sent you with the Darth Vader one.
See, I love those videos because they're edited so like fucking crazily and chaos everywhere that just makes it funny.
It was like the power. He was like adding in like overall shit, and then Darth Vader was born. That was a good
he's
video.
Like, we don't know what we added.
I love Darth that YouTuber. Vader. He's super low key, but
I saw the video at Luke Skywalker, CEO of the Jedi, and I'm like, I need to watch that.
Have you ever had a nickname? And what is it?
Nickname? Wow. I probably have, but I can't think of it. The only nickname I could say is Mike. Yeah. Probably Mikey. That was probably like the most nickname I've had. Okay. But I think I have had another one.
Miguel?
I don't know what it is. Actually, my coworkers, only one coworker calls me that, and he'll take up customers and be like, "This is Miguel," and they'll just keep calling me Miguel the rest of the fucking time.
What about Jose Rodriguez?
Oh, Pablo Hernandez and Ricky Rodriguez.
Yeah, that's good
true.
One.
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah, Pablo. Pablo was one of my nicknames.
Nice.
What about you?
I've already said I have two. I've had
Mr.
Two.
F.
My God.
I feel like it's like a fucking supervillain.
Okay, I have three, and they're honestly all stupid as
okay,
fuck.
That's right.
So number one is Frank the Tank.
Oh!
And the biggest thing is, people still call me this to the day, but...
Wait, really? Who the fuck calls you Frank the Tank?
Random people call me Frank the Tank, but...
Your friend Ekram?
No.
He's like, yo, Frank the Tank!
He does not.
Hey, yo, Frankie! Not.
My fucking... When I graduated from my junior high, mm-hmm. the principal called me Frank the Tank. That's what he called
Really?
Me.
The principal called you
He's
that?
Like, Frank the Tank. And I walked up and was like, oh my God, please shoot me. This is so embarrassing.
Did he say that over the mic?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Oh my God.
Another one is Big Frank. Don't ask
Big
me
Big Frank.
Why.
Well, I call your dad Big Frank because you're both
my
Frank.
My dad,
yeah.
But like at school, they're like, hey.
Big Frank.
My fucking friend senior, they'll call me Franco.
Oh my God. Okay, can I just say that's the stupidest thing? Want to know why? My brother's friends did the same thing. He is Aloe, and his friend Kevo, and Devo.
Okay, but no one else used that. They just called me Franco for no reason.
I guess it's kind of cool that his whole
Franco
friend group did that.
Franco is a fucking name, though. That's like
yeah, I know. That's a different name. Yeah. James Franco.
Yeah, so like, I don't know. Like, all my fucking friends, I'll just be in the hallway. And
be like, hey, Franco!
Yeah, that's exactly what would happen. I'm just like, hi.
The other one is Francis. Francis! Say her name. Legend? What is it called? Legend, right?
Also, Frankie.
Oh, Frankie, yeah.
Yeah, because when I was a little kid, I'd be called Frankie. So Frankie. Anyone that knows me from, like, my grammar school, because honestly, I'm not friends with a lot of people from grammar school, so they don't really know my... They don't know me when I went by Frank, and they all call me Frankie still.
Yeah,
my
seriously?
My little cousin calls me Frankie.
Yeah, same. All my cousins call me Mikey still.
It's weird when people come up to me in high school, like, what's up, Frankie? I'm like, oh,
you're like,
oh, right. Hey.
Doesn't it, like, it makes you feel like you're, like, small again? Like, my cousins would be like, hey, Mikey, like, and I'm like, from, oh, like, fuck.
People are calling me Franco, then Frank, and then Frankie. I feel like they're just going through the fucking age gap.
Yeah, right. Right. Old seriously, fucker, though.
And then normal.
True. Then. I know now people just call me, most of the time, like my little cousin will call me Mikey, and then my older cousin will be like, hey, Michael. And I was like, oh, it's a full name right there.
I remember one time I was at like a dock, and I was chilling in my car waiting for these people to come. She's like, hey, Frank, come over here. I'm like, how do you remember my name? She's like, I remember a young guy with an old guy's name. I was like,
oh, damn, got your okay. ass, homie.
Anyways.
Oh, shit. We're at 32 minutes almost, so if there's any more questions, we should probably do them now. If not, trivia time.
Okay.
If there's no good ones, we can just end it.
I want to do a few more.
Okay, no, I'm down. I am down to clown. Wait. gotta let them remember what this is all for. We started the podcast just wanting hot Cheetos. No, I'm just kidding. Oh god, now it's. Oh god, it went in the back of my throat. Oh.
Sorry, I'm reading this.
It's alright. I assumed. What we got? Should we continue with the question if there's no good ones?
What was your first job?
Very first job. The food truck. I worked at a food truck. I think that was my very first official job.
Cool.
Besides that, I volunteered, but I feel like that's not really like it's volunteering. Shut up, bitch.
Nice.
Yeah, I worked at a food truck called Woody's Doghouse.
Oh damn.
Yeah, they had the delicious funnel cake.
Oh damn.
It was wonderful. Although I really hate working at restaurants now.
Yeah,
restaurants. Working there and then working at the donut shop after that. Awful.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I worked at a fucking restaurant, like grilled cheese restaurant.
Oh, I forgot. I was like, where the fuck did you work first? You like restaurant? I'm like, what? Yeah, I forgot then I worked about at that. Menards. Oh, God.
We're going to end here with a deep one. Not really deep, but where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Oh, God, this is the worst. What is this, a fucking job interview?
I see Spotify buying our podcast for $127 million. Where do you see yourself in
10 years not at this job? Yeah, all right, seriously, I see ourselves fucking... What are we, Joe Rogan? Seeing Spotify buy our fucking podcast? I see Apple buying our podcast for $1 trillion.
Final question. Where do you see yourself in 20 years? 10 years.
To be honest... Working at either Apple or Tesla.
Oh, okay.
That's where I see myself. Cool. Hopefully, that's where I see myself. Apple, I feel like, is a lot more attainable because that's more technology, like computers and stuff like that, which is what I'm currently in. Tesla is definitely different because I'd have to get more into, like, probably, like, AI and stuff like that. I mean, obviously, they still have, like, technology that goes into the computers and stuff, so that'd be different, but I feel like you have to be more of an engineer for that, and I'm definitely not an engineer.
Yeah.
So probably more of Apple.
Okay.
So yeah, for I'd SpaceX, say Apple.
Maybe?
Oh, I feel like it's also a space engineer at that point. I'm definitely not a space engineer. Yeah. I can be though.
You could learn.
In 10 years?
10 years, bro.
Got this.
How about you, bro? 10 years.
10 years. Where are you at?
Oh,
don't get me wrong. Working at Apple, but still doing the podcast. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Fucking 500,000 views an episode, making a hell of money.
Oh, yeah. Apple is my side job at that point. How dare you? Anchor is the beautiful sponsor.
Don't lie to yourself. They're not going to fucking hear this.
How do you know?
We lose our sponsor.
Yeah, right. Get fucking deleted off of Anchor.
I probably would say... I would hopefully own a gym.
Okay.
A cool gym that's on my own. That's what my main job.
What kind of gym? Okay. So are you just talking about... Okay, wait. Are you just talking about like a gym, like just where people can work out? No. Are you talking about like a gym of like...
No.
Martial arts training, like jiu-jitsu.
My whole image for my gym is my gym would not have any like... It would not have any machines or anything like that. It'd all be like you pull up bars and stuff like that, kettlebells, gymnast rings.
Like a simple, like, dumbbells. Like going back to the basics kind of thing.
No, it's just we're only going to do calisthenics and like kettlebells and stuff like that. We're not going to do any stupid machines. It's not going to be focused for body. I mean, it could be bodybuilding, but you're mostly like calisthenics and stuff like that. And then I would want to have some for martial arts in it. And like.
We're going to be 10th Planet? 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu?
I don't know. Maybe if I keep training there, because who knows where life will keep me. But
that's true.
All I know is I want to have some form of self-defense class for police officers, and I want to make it for free. Oh. I want to make it where all police officers can come for free and work out for free and all. And then I also want to have some kind of mental health thing. Because I know working out can help your mental health, and I don't know how I would do that, because I'd be like, you have mental health?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Something like that. I feel like that would be cool. That would be kind of interesting.
So it's basically just a place for health, basically. Realistically, like, you're just better. It's just a place to better yourself, realistically.
Yeah.
Because really, mental and physical are your two biggest, probably your only two things of health, realistically. But that's kind of where you go in, you know. If you can fix yourself mentally and physically, you're pretty fucking good for life.
And then I want to own multiple buildings.
Right. I know you were telling me you wanted to be like
a landlord. Yeah, landlord. That's my goal. Like, to have a gym, own a bunch of buildings, and I want to have written a comic book.
Oh!
I thought about it. I'm like, why the fuck would I not? That's like my favorite thing.
Might as well, yeah. Oh, is that why you were drawing?
No, I would never draw one. But just I looked up, and honestly, if I had the time, I would just have to, I could get like a writing degree and learn how to write or something. I don't fucking know, but that's interesting.
You could be the other Frank. Said Frank Miller.
Frank Bitchface.
Exactly.
We're at a half-past Eve comic.
That'd be great.
All right, but I think that concludes it.
You didn't say that. You didn't say the fucking podcast in yours either, bro. What, you don't like podcasts?
No, and then we're going to have a giant studio with the podcast.
Oh, dude, yes. We're gonna 10 years. T-shirts. Hell yes.
We're going to have... All right, so we want to fucking... We need more fucking views to do... T-shirts and posters, but once we're able to do that, we're gonna put in some orders and we're gonna give shit away.
Yeah, we're gonna do giveaways and stuff like that. That's our plan. Is just right now, economically, it does not make sense because we don't really have the money.
We're both trying to get. I don't know. We'll fucking figure it out. We're pretty much doing this for fun at this point. But anyways, that's a wrap for that shit.
I like it.
Let's bump into the trivia. Trivia. Star Wars trivia.
I'm down.
What time are we at?
38. So it's gonna be a long episode.
So like how long?
Well, the first time was 37.
So right now we're at like an hour 20.
Something like that. If I carry the one.
If I multiply the quantum physics.
Wait, hour 20. Actually, I think we're only at... No, yeah, about hour 20. Yeah. Close enough.
Fuck it. Season Valley. We're going off
Season Valley, homies.
Bank. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
We're back. All right, bro. So we're starting... Are you ready?
Oh, fuck. I forgot. I'm part of this. I forgot.
So pull up the thing.
All right.
We're doing Thought Catalogs, Star Wars Trivia.
All right.
So, which species stole the plan to the Death Star?
I think I know this.
Name it.
So, technically, if you're talking about just the original, because I'm assuming that's what this is going off of, Bothans.
Wow. You got that.
Mm-hmm. But, realistically, in Rogue One, it's basically like, it wasn't the Bothans.
I'm sure they kind of fit that in, though.
I don't think so. I don't know. Because Bothans, at least... From what I've seen, Bothans are like weird, like animal-looking people. I did not see a single fucking one of them.
True that.
In Rogue One, but in the fourth movie, I think. Yeah, at the end of the fourth movie, they're like, a lot of Bothans died to get us this information. So that's where it came from. That I just remember that fucking one line.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Good for you.
Got it, Holmes.
All right, ask me the next question.
Oh, speaking of Rogue One, what kind of trooper is introduced at the beginning of Rogue One? That's fucking easy.
Oh my God, this is a hard one.
Yeah, okay. At the beginning of Rogue One, what kind of trooper is introduced?
I haven't seen Rogue One in a while, bro. Death Trooper.
Thank you. I was going to say, motherfucker.
Okay, now I go down. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Who kissed Leia first, Han or Luke?
Yoda. Luke.
Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama intensifies.
That's the next question.
Oh, this one's a hard... Actually, no, it's not a hard one. I knew this, but, like, it's something that I wouldn't have remembered exactly. What does AT-AT stand for?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Really? You don't? No. All-terrain armored transport.
I would have never guessed that.
Really?
Fuck, I got one wrong.
Yeah, it's all right. Okay. I know some of these are, like, really specific.
All right.
But I feel like I'll be able to know most of them.
What odds does C-3PO give Han for successfully navigating the asteroid field?
Oh, my God. He's like 1 out of 10 million or some shit.
No, it's 3,720 to 1.
That's so fucking...
Bro, if you're a real fucking fan, Eugene, take over.
You don't even know that motherfucker. All
right, ask me the next one.
Oh, my God. See, that's what I was saying. This is going to go too in-depth. You gave me that hard-ass one. You ready for this one? Who are the masters of the dark side that want to rule the galaxy? It's a group.
I'm thinking the Separatists.
Please tell me you're joking. I know. Please, dear God.
Count Dooku is also known as
Darth T-Rex. Darth Tyrannus. Oh, yeah. Easy.
Okay.
Oh, this is not. Okay. What's the name of Boba Fett's ship? I feel like this is definitely not Slave for one. Actual Star Wars. Yeah. I feel like this is not for, like, real Star Wars fans, because not real,
who
but, like,
hardcore.
Who is the hardcores.
Original commander of the Death Star?
Tarkin. Right? Yeah.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah, Grand Moff Tarkin. Whatever, Tarkin. Fuck, man. These are all, like, easy for us. What was the name of the planet that the clones were made on?
Kamino.
Yeah, easy. Easy, done.
What is the largest annual pod race in the world?
Whatever one Anakin was in on Tatooine?
The Boonta Eve Classic.
Oh, Boonta, whatever. Yeah, is that was the one, right? Nerd. I'm pretty sure that was the one in Phantom Menace. Right. I'm pretty sure.
Ask me that shit, homie.
When Leia first tells Han Solo that she loves him, what is his reply?
I know.
What is it?
What is his first reply?
Yeah.
It's I know.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to make it a joke, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Because you said, I know. I was like, oh, so what is it?
I was like, am I wrong?
You're like, wait a second.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. That is probably the hands-down most badass thing. She's like, I love you. He's like, I know. And they just fucking goes.
Oh, my God.
It's so badass. All
right. Hit me.
What day is Wookiee Life Day? I think you already read this one.
I did already read this
one.
All
right, let me go.
Not gonna lie, I would not know it, but if everybody's fucking wondering, I don't even know what the fuck Wookiee Life Day is, November 17th.
Peter Mayhew played the part of who in the original Star Wars trilogy?
Chewbacca, I believe.
Yeah.
Right?
Next
good old Peter. What language are the words written on Darth Vader's chest piece in? Oh, shit, that's very fucking specific. I like how we go from the easiest, like, questions to just, like, a red... Ship. Yeah, to, like, the fucking...
I have absolutely no idea.
Ancient Hebrew.
What? The Jews?
Yeah. Jesus. I guess.
The
well,
Jews made a soup?
I guess.
What the hell? Ancient Hebrew, what the
fuck? Yeah, I told you, ancient Hebrew.
What is the other name for the Imperial probe droid?
I know it. I fucking know it.
No, you don't.
I do. I do.
You don't know
it. No, I know it.
Probot.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. What the fuck is that?
I told you.
I thought it was going to be like ED1 or some shit like that.
Yeah, right?
Oh, well then. What? The four Jedi Masters, Kit Fisto, Mace Windu, Agent Kolar.
Darth Sidious.
And, yeah. Were killed by who? So who's the Saucy Tin? I didn't even know that was a fucking Jedi.
Saucy Tin?
Yeah.
Bro, that bitch is Saucy Tin. What was Luke Skywalker originally headed to pick up... where was Luke Skywalker originally headed to pick up power converters?
I remember... Fuck, I remember him being a whiny little bitch about it. He's like, I was trying to go to Peru to get power converters or some shit. Oh, where is he going? Something market, right? Something market?
No,
market
the Touche Station.
Oh, Station, that's what it was. I didn't know. Yeah, Touche, never mind. I don't remember that. Touche. Touche Station.
Yeah, right?
Which two sectors does the Empire Strike... Oh, wow, this is a hard one. Which two sectors does the Empire Strikes Back take place in? Sectors, like sectors of the galaxy.
So, what the hell? So
I didn't know they have names for the sectors.
In Empire... are Hoth, Dagobah, and Bespin.
Yes, I believe, right? All three of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that means that one of those... I would assume Dagobah is the one that's not in the same. I would assume that Hoth and Bespin are then in the same sector.
I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
They're called the Sluith Sector and the Anoked Sector.
These are the worst questions. If they keep getting shitty, we might just have to fucking end.
Seriously, though.
This is terrible.
Why? What was it? What was it?
I'm just
going to read it. Oh. I knew about that.
What species is Yoda?
It is unknown. This is the way it is spoken.
Bro, these are trash. I said we fucking cut this.
Yeah.
He built C-3PO.
Oh.
Who killed Han Solo?
Ray. Ray did it all. Ray. It was all Ray. His son, Kylo Ren. God.
Who's the Sith leader of the Separatists?
Who's the Sith leader of the Separatists? Dooku. Yeah. Technically, it was...
Who's Jango's son?
Boba. Technically, he doesn't have a son.
Which arm of Anakin did Count Dooku cut off?
Left. No. Right. No, yeah, it was right.
He's a fake fan.
Sorry, it was right.
Fake fucking
I couldn't fan. Remember, because I keep wanting to, flip it in my head, so that's why.
This is terrible. We're fucking getting out of
this. Yeah, we're done.
We've already done a bunch of fucking would you rather.
Yeah, we already done, yeah. That was bad. Okay.
The Rick and Morty fucking finale, though, depressing AF. Let's cap off on that.
I'm down with capping off. Dude, season finale review on a season finale?
Yeah, so I did.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm glad they brought back some story.
I'm so fucking happy they brought back some story. It was something that they needed this whole season and something that people were asking for. Especially since everybody was like, oh, I want, Rick and Morty. And I feel like Rick and Morty is known for being kind of funny and, you know, having those, kind of moral, you know, the gray area of morals kind of be the main focus, you know? Where the rest of the season was more just about funny adventures, in a way. I mean, obviously it had a little bit of that, too, but...
I thought it was a great season overall.
Yeah,
I thought overall, the last great episode season. Was great.
Yeah, I loved
the last episode. I thought it was really depressing.
Oh, yeah. At the end, at first I was like, oh, ha-ha, because you were like, oh, yeah, when I watched it, I was a little bit depressed at the end. I was like, oh, this is fine so far. And at the end, I was like, wow, I feel awful now.
I'm a shitty fucking father.
Oh, my God. When he said that, I literally just felt so bad. I was like, oh, shit. This got dark. And then the fucking Jerry thing at the end, I was like, what the fuck is this? Do you remember that?
What?
He throws the invisible belt in the fucking back of the garbage truck. And he's driving an invisible garbage truck, throughout the town. You didn't watch that?
Oh, I didn't see
that. It was after credits. So it showed, the depressing part. And I was just sitting there, through the credits, wow, that was fucking, sad and deep. And then right after that, I was like,
it isn't Jerry throwing the butthole thing at the end?
No. Oh, my God. This is the first season that hasn't done that. Oh, no.
Well, we're going to get a lot more of that, but I thought that was a great wrap to the season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I did not like how they chopped the season up, but it's whatever.
Well, I don't mind it because...
We got it longer.
We got longer, and... Excuse me, I'm sorry, I ate a Cheeto. It was just after they kind of learned of how long they had, you know, to do the seasons now, so they're like, okay... You know, it's been this long, let's start to work on some, and then we just need to, get some out there at the very least, and then work on it.
I feel like we should be getting more Rick and Morty at least 2021.
Oh, for sure. They going to try to do it. They're doing it definitely, a shorter wait, because now they have that specific contract.
They should do that, honestly. They should do 5 episodes every time. I feel like they could totally put out 5 episodes, every, other yeah. season or whatever, mm-hmm. so, every fall and every spring.
Yeah, because then if you only do 10, you only get, 10 weeks, but, still, it's,
It's fine. 10 episodes a year is, a whole season a year.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying... That's what I'm saying, which is normal. But I'm saying if you did all 10 in a row, I feel like I'd rather have it split up a little bit.
I'd rather have 5 and 5. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay. Yeah.
Although, then it'd kind of be weird because then it's, At that point, I feel like it's, a season and a season because you're kind of stopping anyways. I don't know. But anyways.
But,
It's something I really enjoyed. I did like it as well. A lot of people had issues with it. I thought it was great. The whole season I think was great. Again, it's missing story, but again, this is what they're doing because it's like I was saying before, they have 70 fucking episodes to continue the story. So now they need to fill in where they knew they were putting the story. They need to find other adventures to put in between. True. So this is what they're doing. I hope they don't do it like this every time, where only the last episode is story, because then realistically you only have we're only going to get 7 more episodes of actual story stuff.
Yeah.
So I hope they don't do that.
I hope they just do a little more.
Yeah, I hope they do more.
More Evil Morty.
Yes, they need to show Evil Morty. Which is interesting now that it's going to have spoiler alert, by the way, the fact that now it's going to have two Beths.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be interesting. It's kind of cool, though, that we have one badass Beth. And then, one, normal
it'll,
Beth.
It'll be interesting. We'll see.
Yeah, and then maybe she'll go on adventures with Rick and be, cool Rick and Beth adventures.
Maybe, but they all hate Rick now.
I know. Well, it's not that they hate Rick. It's just, I feel like this whole, season has been about, you kind of notice that Rick isn't as bad, I feel like, as he usually is. Saying, fuck you, Morty, and shit like that. But I feel like he felt like he was getting closer to his family. And then at the end of it, he realized, he's actually been getting farther from people still. And I feel like that was that's what kind of hit me harder.
God, this episode has been so depressing.
Yeah, seriously. I'm sorry.
This whole podcast.
Yeah, I know. We've been getting into some kind of deep shit. But I feel like that's what it was. This season was him feeling like he was getting closer, but realistically everybody seemed to be kind of getting farther in a way. Where they're not as emotional, they're more of oh, just like ask Rick for this, and then like he'll just do it, and then they just kind of leave him, like, kind of thing.
True.
So like I feel like he just realized that, he's like, oh, I'm a shitty father. And then he was just sitting there, and everybody was like having fun, and instead of going in there, he's just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna sit here, because he's already kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I also get it in the fact that he probably thinks like, oh, I'm probably gonna ruin their fun if I go in there, kind of thing. But wow, that was fucking a depressing ending. The more I think about it, the more I'm just like, ah.
But I guess this is the end.
Holy shit, this is the long... I think this might be the longest episode. Okay, never mind.
No.
Longest one was with Matt, for sure. Yeah. But this is going to be probably our second longest episode.
How long?
Wow. Right now we're at 52 minutes for the second half.
Oh my god.
It's not really a second half anymore. It's more of the rest, two-thirds.
It's all right. If you listen this long, we appreciate the fuck out of you.
Yeah, seriously. We really do. And again, please, please, please give us feedback.
Yeah.
This is really more of just a chill. Same with the last one. The last one was definitely more of just a lax.
It was less episode. Thinking and more just like reading and responding.
To yeah, and you know,
I enjoyed personally, but if that's not what y'all like, which we're not gonna keep doing.
Right, this isn't gonna be.
But if you guys like this, we can find more things and maybe do like one an episode or something like
that. Right, and try to fit things in more of, because I mean, obviously, don't get me wrong. I'm sure you guys, you know, like, I'm hoping that you guys like our opinions and hope you guys think we're funny. Yeah. And hope that you come more for us rather than the news. But don't get me wrong. I know news is important. But I hope you just come for our opinions more, which, again, is going to come for sure. It's just where we just decided to hopefully give you guys a little bit more of us for the season finale. So I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah. Just want to say thank you for listening to 20 episodes, or 21 technically, because the special.
We don't count that.
20 episodes and a special. Thanks for watching that. Yeah. We appreciate you guys.
5 whole months.
Which is nuts.
It's nuts. Months. I didn't even think about how far.
Insane to start for me. You want to start a podcast? Grab your Xbox mics.
Oh my god.
And now we're here. We're fucking eating the hot chips. We sound good. We're actually able to carry conversations good without screaming butt fuck, but.
Fuck butt?
Many fuck butts later, we're here now, and we're capping off our last episode.
Oh, yeah. And you guys should compare contrast for us. Go back to episode 1, watch that a little bit, go back to season, or episode 20, yeah. Let us know how we changed. Yeah, I want to see a comment on episode 1 and on episode 20, and of you just saying, watched it, and then giving us
a 5 stars and shit. But
oh, yeah, subscribe, like, fuck all that shit.
But thank you for... joining us on this wild journey that we're doing. It's been fun.
Fun. It's not. I know this sounds like we're ending. We're not. We'll be back in 2 weeks. But
yeah. I hope to have a few new guests on maybe next.
Yeah, episode. I hope so. My friend Colin may be coming back from school.
Okay,
cool. So maybe he'll come on with us.
Quarantine.
Yeah, true.
A few new people on. Get some more news going, and maybe we'll add some new stuff. Who knows? Who knows what the fuck future holds? Many more Centauri will be drinking, but I will say one last time.
Oh, one last one?
One last time for season 1. Put it in.
Give me some. Hit me. Oh, yeah.
Ready?
We finished a Centauri. We opened a Centauri. Yep. Just to show that it's new beginnings.
We closed a chapter, and we opened one.
We opened a new one.
Our glass is half empty. Is that the same?
Glass half full. Half empty is the
hence I'm
nihilist vision.
Half full.
Half pashiv. Oh. That was warm.
Delicious.
Deliciously warm. Oh. But anyways. In the wise words.
No.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were done, bro. Continue,
homie. Make sure to subscribe, like.
Oh yeah, sorry, yeah.
Follow us on Instagram for all that. I'll still be active on the Instagram. Make sure to check
out
the YouTube channel.
I will upload it to YouTube. I am so sorry to everybody.
Oh my God.
It's been so busy at work this week. Yeah. I just, you know, time keeps on slipping.
Yeah, but make sure to subscribe, like, do all that. Rate us 5 stars. Check out the YouTube channel. We're going to be uploading some Battlefront gameplay if you like watching a Battlefront Season 2 fucking trash-ass buttholes play. I was going to say a way worse word, but I had to just say the PG word. But yeah, many butt fucks, many Centauri drinks,
many
fuck ups, many.
We still got to keep it.
Oh
my god!
No one's going to know.
Nobody's going to know what it means.
Okay. Eugene's here now.
He's a staple on our podcast, by the way. He's I think he's more important than either of us, realistically. Yeah. Without him, this podcast wouldn't have happened. Thank you very much, Eugene.
Man, think about it, bro. We got all the way through fucking Clone Wars in this podcast. Oh, we got all the news we dropped.
We went through Rise of Skywalker on here.
No, we started that after Rise of Skywalker.
Did we? Oh, fuck.
Start at the end of January. No, I know
we didn't. Yeah. Did we? Yeah. When did Rise of Skywalker? Oh, it came out last year. Fuck, man. Right. Oh, my God.
Around Christmas.
It feels like it was, like, just fucking like a few months ago, dude.
Yeah, that we were going to the beautiful movie theater.
I know. Oh, my God. Time keeps flying by.
Next season, guys. New intro. New fucking me.
For sure. Fucking new ad. New intro.
Same fucking idiots on the podcast. Yeah, new ad for sure.
Fucking new ad for sure. We keep saying we need to re-record it, and we never fucking touch it.
And, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know what the future holds, but all I know is it's bright.
Yeah, and I hope you guys will join us for it.
Join us on this adventure, but we will see you guys in 2 weeks on the podcast, and we hope you guys stay safe and enjoy our Battlefront gameplay if you don't watch it.
Indeed.
But I guess one last time for Season 1, in the wise words of Emperor Sheev Palpatine,
God rest his soul,
who is not a clone, Return of the Jedi #
Do it.
See you in 2 weeks.
Hey, Season 1, capping off.
Signing off.
Sign up. Frank and Mike. Mike and Frank.
Frank and Mike. Signing off.
Is that going to be our thing?
Signing off.